I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and I remember the first time I spoke to power to fight. Mm-hmm. I was just a modest shoe salesman at the Finish Line, and it was back to school times.
Oh, nice.
Around 1992. And one of the biggest stars in the world was performing at the county fair across the street from the mall. Michael Bolton.
Whoa.
That is pretty impressive. Yeah. He was pretty big
at the time. And so his management came in before and said, we need one of your salespeople who can remain calm and cool to deal with Mr. Bolton. And he will only look at shoes that are all white. So the manager said, Greg, can you handle this? And I said, absolutely, I can.
I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I was born and bred to give white shoes to a white man.
No one knows all white like me, sir.
Wait, Michael Bolton wants white shoes to go perform in dirt?
Well, the stage is not made of dirt. It's a stage.
Yeah, but he has to walk to the stage.
I doubt it. He was probably carried on a series of clouds.
A fine carpet.
No one comes out of a county fair with white shoes.
He came in with like a disguise and sat down. Hair all pulled up under a hat, some glasses on. And at first
to hide his blue-eyed soul.
Yes. And then less and less pleasant as time went on. He's like, I bring out shoes and they bring the size he said. And he's like, no, it's not what I said. I'm like, okay, well, it is. And I'll go get other ones. And then one had a little bit of fleck of blue in the logo, and that was right out. I'm like, oh, you mean 100? Okay, well, let me show you the one 100% white shoe.
He
kept sending me back, and I got annoyed. So the last time I said, okay, Michael Bolton, look forward to seeing your show tonight. I'll be right back with your all-white shoes. And when I came back out, there were lots of people around him, and then I didn't have to deal with him anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was one time I struck a blow for the little man.
Wow.
Wow. I thought that was devastating for him.
I bet he still talks about that. So at the time. Can you imagine how he tells that story?
I bet he's still at that mall.
I bet he is.
What is Michael?
Still signing autographs.
He never got to leave.
What has he done?
Last time I saw him, he was a pirate on a boat in a Lonely Island video.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure if that was him or Barry Manilow. I don't. What did he do before he was a pirate, other than have a famous name? Be name dropped in Office Space as being a total puss.
He did have a lot of hits for a while.
He was the lead guy in Schindler's List.
Oh. Oscar. Yes. Oscar the Schindler.
Yeah, that guy. I have no idea either. I'm winging it over here. I'm Googling him right now because I do remember him being a pirate, but I don't remember anything else.
No. At that point, he was...
He was a massive star.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was playing a fairgrounds at that point.
I wouldn't recognize any of his songs. Yeah, that would have been
like... Because that, like, 89 or 90?
Nah, 92 when I worked there.
Oh, yeah, okay. He wasn't quite as big then. But
he
even
descended from arenas to fairs.
But he was... I mean, he's always gotten steady work. Once you have a few hits, you can play places all the time. I'm sure he played Vegas and Atlantic City and crap like that.
Yep, so up until this moment, I was like, yeah, he's a singer and an actor. He's not. I just Googled it. No. I thought when you said something about a pirate, I was like, maybe that's real. Maybe he was the pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean, the dad that comes back or whatever on the octopus ship. And then I was like, I'm way off.
Yeah, being a pirate in a Lonely Island video is very different than a movie.
Maybe he was the dad that came back on an octopus ship.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
Was he almost... in Megadeth or something? Or did
he was a heavy metal singer? He was a heavy metal singer. Okay. He was the lead singer. This is something we talked about in between White Shoes. He said, you might remember me from Blackjack. I was like, no, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. Like the card game?
Oh, you play?
The extremely not successful heavy metal band.
He has sold more than 75 million records and recorded 8 top 10 albums, 2 number one singles, 6 American Music Awards, and 2 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, let's see him do it now.
He's barely been successful.
He did it when the music industry used to pump crap into us and we had no choice. There was virtually no choices. They just decided to make him famous.
Unlike now, where everything is so fresh and original.
Yeah, right?
I'm just saying. Let's see his stream count now that people have a billion choices. No Michael Bolton's in the future.
But now that we've talked about it, Michael Bolton's going to pop up on all of our, like, music playlists this week.
I hope so.
Or he's going to die.
going to be like, who is this crusty, weird-sounding guy? Yeah, I'm going to look and be like, oh, my God, it's Michael Bolton.
I need to hear me some Soul Warrior or whatever he was known as.
One of those top 10 albums that we all remember the names of.
He sold 75 million albums, and I don't know any of his songs. And Hot Wings may know that he was once known as a Soul Warrior.
Kelly, you might remember him from his dalliances with acting when he was in Meet Wally Sparks, the show Two and a Half Men, and The Nanny.
I've heard all of those.
He also appeared as an extra in Dune as a, quote, spiced-eyed drummer.
The new one?
I remember the spiced-eyed drummer from Dune.
In 2006, he was a duet partner with Lucy Lawless on Fox Network's Celebrity Duets.
Wow.
Didn't know that was a thing.
That show's better than Dancing with the Stars.
He was on Dancing with the Stars season 11.
That show's great. I haven't seen him in any of these.
He also starred in a little thing you might have seen called a Pizza Hut commercial as himself singing Jingle Bells in 2015.
Is this when a man loves a woman?
It is. Look at that man. I love that man.
This is a cover, right?
Yeah.
This one is, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. He should do something with it.
He did. He did a lot.
This guy should try out for American Idol.
He should.
I didn't know we were watching a video.
Oh, yeah,
my
course.
God. I thought it was audio only.
You guys remember when everyone looked the same? Look at that crowd.
Look at that mullet. Yeah. Y'all didn't tell me he had a mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just assumed that talking about late 80s, early 90s.
Wow.
You just kind of pictured them by default with a mullet.
Yeah, sure, but not that kind of mullet. That's a frizzy mullet.
A good one.
You got.
That's not real.
It's hanging on for dear life.
It's a wig. That's why.
Back then, if you got him and Kenny G on a stage at the same time, all the panties fell.
Mm-hmm.
It was
those big, gigantic panties.
Yeah, the panties of the 80s.
They've only gotten bigger. I'm almost positive.
Well,
that.
I didn't mean to give him all this credit. I just wanted to remind people how I fought the power once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
I remember
awesome.
This one. Time, Love, and Tenderness.
Oh, yeah. Three of my favorite
things.
He
had a ton of hits. He had a bunch of them. A lot of them were remakes.
No, wrong.
Yeah.
He sang songs that other people made famous soulfully.
Oh, he had a song called Soul Provider. S-O-U-L. That, not Soul Warrior, but I would have liked that, too.